I'm Patricia Havner from Nacogdoches, Texas, letting you know what I was doing the day of 9/11. It started out as just a normal, average day. The only thing different was I didn't have to go to work. I'm a nurse at one of the local hospitals here. So when I got up that morning, it was beautiful. I took my husband and my two sons to school. I usually listen to the radio, but for some reason that morning I hadn't turned it on. I don't know if we were talking or what. As I turned into our street, I decided to turn the radio on, and as I pulled into the garage, I heard something on the radio about a plane going into one of the towers. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? I was thinking just like a small prop plane got lost, a student pilot. I was thinking maybe it was a, you know, something to do with movies. I just couldn't comprehend. So I came into the house and I turned on the radio, and then I also went in and turned on the TV, and that's when I saw it. I remember just cannot believe what I was seeing. And I sat down and I just watched it and listened, and just my mind just couldn't comprehend. I must have sat there for a little bit, and then I watched the second plane go into the second tower. And I just remember, I just sat there, and a few minutes later, it's like, breathe, breathe. Then once I kind of got my composure, I started crying because I knew everybody's life was going to be changing. I needed to see my husband. I just needed to go and see him. So I got in the car, and he works over at the university. I found him, and of course, he was between classes, didn't realize what was going on. We found a professor of his that was on their computer, told him about it. We looked it up, and there it was again. I stayed with him for a while. I mean, at this point, time just kind of disappeared. And when I came home, all I remember is I have to call the people I love. I have to make contact with them. I have to know that they're okay. So I called my parents, my sisters, my brother. A little later on, I went and picked up my sons from school. And again, it's just I had this overwhelming need to make contact with them, to hug them, to tell them I loved them. And I will never forget where I was or what I was doing on 9/11, ever. The only other time that I've been this shaken was when we were in Germany and Desert Storm started. Anyways, that's it.